Howdy, and welcome to Bob the Lector. I'm Bob. The purpose of this podcast is to inspire Catholic lectors to bring their proclamation of God's Word to life. This episode is for the June 28th Sunday Mass's second reading. It's the 13th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year A. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, are you unaware that we who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were indeed buried with him through baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live in newness of life. If then we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. We know that Christ, raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has power over him. As to his death, he died to sin once and for all. As to his life, he lives for God. Consequently, you too must think of yourselves as dead to sin and living for God in Christ Jesus. The Word of the Lord. Welcome to the 13th Sunday in Ordinary Time, y'all. Today's reading contains a somewhat complicated theological exhortation by Paul regarding baptism and our new life in Jesus Christ. This is a great opportunity to bring clarity to Paul's occasional complexity. So let's get to it, shall we? I always start my own lector practice with preparation, which is not the external proclamation, but the internal discernment of the message. What is God saying to us? What is his purpose? What is the meaning of this reading? Because if it doesn't mean anything to us, how can we as lectors make it mean anything to the congregation before us? Paul's writing around 57 AD to a mixed community of Jews and Gentiles living in Rome. Our first reading speaks to a new physical life with the miraculous conception of a new son to Elisha's unnamed woman of influence, long thought to be barren. Here, Paul refers to a new spiritual life, which we receive through baptism. He speaks of this new life recognizing it emerges from Christ's death, and as a result, our own death to our old life of sin. This reading is largely an intellectual exercise where Paul explains his theology of baptism and our subsequent conversion, but there are also opportunities for joyful engagement with our congregation when he describes our new life in Christ, so we can appeal to the intellects and the hearts of those before us. What do you learn from this reading? We begin. Brothers and sisters, are you unaware that we who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Use a downward lilt when you begin the reading with brothers and sisters, because this is a serious opening question. When you ask it, present it as a challenge, maybe even with a hint of the annoyance Paul seems to be feeling. Use full eye contact and announce, "Are you unaware?" in the same way you would say, "Don't you know?" in everyday conversation, and when the person before you is unaware of something plainly obvious. Emphasize unaware, baptized, Christ Jesus, and death. Insert a small pause after sisters, micro pauses after unaware and Christ Jesus, and a full pause after death. During that full pause, continue your full eye contact to let the question land with your congregation before you move to the next sentence. We were indeed buried with him through baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live in newness of life. Paul reminds the Romans and us that baptism unites us sacramentally into Christ's paschal mystery. Our death is dying to sin, our burial is a complete break from our old self, and our resurrection is our new life in Christ. Use an instructive tone for this sentence, and a reverent one when you get to, by the glory of the Father. Smile brightly with eye contact with the ending clause. We too might live in newness of life. Let the souls before you know you're talking directly to them about this wonderful invitation. Highlight, indeed buried, baptism, death, just, glory, Father, to, newness, and life. Insert micro pauses after him, baptism, and dead. Usually commas indicate a pause. However, do not pause after that. Read, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead, straight through, without any breaks. The next section. If then, we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. We know that Christ, raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has power over him. Our dying with Christ is the ultimate antidote to temptation, which tries to sway us into being the same old sinful person. This passage rejects those thoughts. We have already died to sin. We now have a new life in Jesus Christ. Use a downward lilt when you say, if then. Smile and speak with conviction and full eye contact when you proclaim, we believe that we shall also live with him, letting the congregation know this is for them. If you can do so authentically, slightly shake your head when you proclaim, no more, for added emphasis. Similarly, add a throat tremble when you proclaim, death no longer, to emphasize something so plainly obvious. Use eye contact to stress this point. Put emphasis on if, died, the first Christ, believe, also live, know, raised, dead, dies, and power. Insert micro pauses after then and believe. Again, commas usually indicate a pause, but read if then straight through without a break. Next we have, as to his death, he died to sin, once and for all. As to his life, he lives for God. Paul parallels Christ's death to sin and life for God as models for our own transformation. Use a serious and instructive tone for this sentence. When you proclaim once and for all, say it the same way you would in everyday conversation. For example, my daughters gave me an ultimatum. Once and for all, the dad jokes must stop. Stress death, died, sin, life, lives, and God. Draw attention to the parallel construction of as to his death, he died to sin, and as to his life, he lives for God, using a similar cadence for the two clauses. Insert a micro pause after sin. We finish with, consequently, you too must think of yourselves as dead to sin and living for God in Christ Jesus. This sentence has a nice cross-reference to he himself bore our sins in his body upon the cross so that free from sin we might live for righteousness. See 1 Peter 2:24. Continue with your instructive tone for this closing sentence. After consequently, engage your congregation with full eye contact, using a serious tone of voice and facial expression to conclude, making sure the folks before you know you're talking directly to them. Highlight consequently, to, dead, sin, living, God, and Christ Jesus. Insert micro pauses after sin and God. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for listening. My hope is these ideas will help you find your authentic voice, so your proclamation of God's word will transform your listeners, whether they're in pain and broken or just going through the motions, because the good news deserves great delivery. Visit us on the web at bobthelector.org, and we'll see you next time. at the Ambo. By the way, if you like what you hear and are so inclined, please give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and forward this podcast to your fellow lectors, your pastor, and your liturgy director. Thanks so much.